Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, June 4th, 2015, the U.S. Postal Service announces that on August 12th, they would issue a brand new Elvis Presley commemorative stamp as part of their Music Icon series. In 1993, the Post Office issued the first stamp of Elvis, which went on to become the biggest selling stamp in history. On this day, 2013, drummer Joey Covington, who played with Jefferson Airplane from 1970 to 1972 and later in Hot Tuna, dies in a car crash in Palm Springs. He is 67. On this day in 2012, Herb Reed, bass vocalist for the Platters, dies at the age of 83. The L.A. Quintet scored four number one hits, including The Great Pretender, My Prayer, Twilight Time, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. On this day in 1992, the U.S. Postal Service announces the results of a poll conducted to see which picture of Elvis Presley should be used on a commemorative stamp. The young Elvis beats out the Vegas Elvis. On this day in 1984, Bruce Springsteen releases the album Born in the USA, which will top the Billboard Hot 200 chart for 7 weeks and spawn seven top 10 singles. On this day in 1973, Murray Wilson, father of the Beach Boys' Brian, Carl, and Dennis, dies of a heart attack at the age of 55. Because of earlier differences, Dennis refuses to attend the funeral. Brian doesn't go either. But not because he was angry at his father. He would later write in his autobiography, "It was just too many things at one time. I was not in the mood to go to my dad's funeral." On this day in 1967, the Monkees win an Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series. And on this day, June 4th, 1958, a controversial rocker renews his wedding vows. But why? Who is he? Who is she? And what is his hit record at the time? The answer's right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, June 4th, 1958, one of rock and roll's first bad boys renews his marriage vows to Cousin Myra, since he wasn't actually divorced from his first wife when he married 13-year-old Myra. His career is about to take a nosedive when word gets out about his controversial union. One of the Killers' last rock and roll hits, High School Confidential. Here's Jerry Lee Lewis.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the kids are at the high school rockin'. Honey, get your bopping shoes, for the jukebox blow the fuse. Hey, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Well, bopping at the high school hop, taking at the high school hop. High school hop, we're rocking at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bobbing at the high school hop, bobbing at the high school hop. Shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bumping at the high school hop. Now let's go! schoolhouse.